The FDA has authorized the first COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15. It's the Pfizer vaccine. The CDC will meet tomorrow to weigh in on approving the vaccines for use on kids.
And joining us live with more on getting kids vaccinated, Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association's COVID-19 Task Force. Hey, Dr. Carlo, good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess there's a little bit of confusion. The FDA has given emergency use authorization, but do we still have to wait for the CDC to sign off?
Well, you know, they're already giving out shots for this age group and the 12 to 15-year-olds. So I think the answer is no. I think it's good to have the CDC weigh in on it, as well as the independent advisory panel. All points expect that group will approve what the FDA has done, which is the emergency use authorization extension into this age group.
And this is only for the Pfizer vaccine, correct?
That's correct. So we do expect the Moderna vaccine to also have a similar step. But, you know, at this point, the Pfizer vaccine is the only one that has taken this down to this age group. You know, again, the studies that came out looks very good for both protection and safety in this age group. So really good news, I think, particularly I know many parents who are very excited because we're all looking forward to summer and getting back to summertime activities. So this is really, really a good news, I think, for many, many people.
What has changed? You know, 1 year ago, a lot of people were under the assumption that, oh, well, kids don't get it. And here we are a year later, and we're giving shots to 12-year-olds.
Well, I think we know that kids do get it. You know, I think that there is concern in particular that some of these variants that are circulating actually have higher chances of causing infections in children. So I think we've learned through our experiences that, we do need to make sure that our children get the vaccine, and there is a risk of infection in this age group.
And do you expect any parents to resist getting their kids vaccinated?
Well, you know, I think it's like all of the other situations that we're facing. The one thing I would sort of look at and be hopeful towards is, you know, our children receive lots of vaccinations already for school, and I think we're used to having that as something that's important as part of childhood and growing up. So I'm hopeful that this will be taken as an important step in the right direction and is used as a way to really get our kids back to social gatherings, sports, all the things that we like to do in the summertime, and especially going into the fall school season as well.
Dr. Carlo, thank you so much as always. We appreciate the time. Dr. John Carlos with the Texas Medical Association's COVID Task Force.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.